Punch Audio, through the Audiobook Creation Exchange, presents Error Code, written by R.K. Howard, performed by Julie McKay. Dedication. This book is dedicated to the men and women who have served honorably in the U.S. Armed Forces. Chapter 1. My name is Autumn Winter, and I'm a recovering pain in the rear. I also happen to be one heck of a spooky ghost. Only, probably not in the way you're thinking. And no, my parents weren't flower children. Winter is my name by marriage. And yes, I realize it's ridiculously overseasoned. Years ago, when Jack, my husband, proposed to me, my initial response was, "How would you like to be surnamed Ass?" My retort sparked a debate on the differences between Jack Ass and Autumn Winter that dragged out for 2 weeks. Once he caved and finally agreed that the two formed names were like in concept, then, and only then, did I say yes to his proposal. That probably tells you a little bit about what you're up against with me. As we go along, you'll no doubt figure out that I am what some may view as sassy, what others may interpret as a fun version of arrogant, and what a chosen few will come to know as dangerous. At my core, and within this beautiful shell, is a woman who's still vulnerable like any other. Only I possess special skills that allow me to assert my intellect and thus even the playing field. And the playing field, along with the players thereon, sometimes need kinetic adjustments to make things right in this world. In fact, Jack and I believe that there are many things in life that need these so-called adjustments. And we see it as our purpose, our calling even, to do our part in helping set adjustments along. I suppose that you could say we're sort of chiropractors of fate. Oh, that's pretty good. I need to remember that one. Chiropractors of fate. Hold on a sec while I write that down on a post-it note. Okay, we're back from our unscheduled interruption. I apologize in advance for my lack of experience in sharing at this level. If you promise to be patient with me while I get the hang of this whole narration thing, then I promise to stay on topic from here on out. Or at least try to. Pinky promise. Now, regarding that purpose I just mentioned, while you may not agree with the methods that Jack and I employ, odds are you will agree with the outcomes. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Methinks I should back up and clarify via the good old-fashioned telling of a story. I shan't start from the beginning, as that would probably only confuse things. Sometimes fast-forwarding a little and then looking back provides a better perspective. Wouldn't you agree? So, I'll begin by sharing a fateful incident that helped to kickstart that now twice mentioned and never to be brought up again, purpose. This story begins with a technology adjustment of sorts, because sometimes even technology needs to be put in its place. Don't get me wrong. I'm thankful for modern-day advances, I really am. Like being able to visually connect with loved ones from virtually anywhere in the world with the mere swipe of a finger. That's a big one. And of course, all of the advances in the medical field that have helped impact the lives of millions of people. And then for us, personally, all the numerous innovations that Jack has worked on over the years as a means to support our extraordinary lifestyle. Regardless, you have to admit that technology goes too far sometimes. Even Jack agrees, and like I mentioned, technology is his business.